It's hard to act normal when you know something big is coming. Adrian, Bev, me, Peter and our new friend Robin. Just the five of us, against the might and money of Irving Braxiatel. But we can't keep running and hiding. We decided to fight back. But we have to choose our moment. Wait until Brax shows his hand and makes his move. Until then, we're acting normal. And normal for me is digging stuff up. So, here I am on Forgotten Javada following a tantalising lead from a Bandrel trader. The site is so inaccessible that I had to land miles away and shuttle my equipment back and forth by buggy. But it looks like it might have all been worth the effort. There's no evidence of tomb robbers, and even the initial survey uncovered a surprisingly well-preserved artefact from a previously undiscovered civilization. This alone has made the trip worthwhile. But who knows what I'll find inside the tomb itself.
That's it. That's the last entry, and that was days ago.
The buggy's still here. That means she's probably still here. She couldn't have got away without it.
Unless someone else came and took her.
Oi! We're not going to start worrying about that until we've had a good go at looking for her here.
Okay. I bet she went this way.
Peter, don't wander off!
Come on, let's check in these caves.
Hello?
Alan Ward?
Yes?
Could you let us in, please?
You're not selling anything, are you?
What? No. No, we need you to come with us.
Why?
You're about to be abducted by a robot.
What? What the hell are you on about? A robot?
Yeah, a robot. A tallish one, about 3 metres high.
What absolute nonsense. Why would I be abducted by a robot?
Don't you watch the news?
Very rarely.
It's been happening all over. People being kidnapped by these robots. No pattern, nobody knows why they were taken.
Are you seriously telling us that you didn't know anything about this?
I really don't know what you're talking about. You are selling something, aren't you? You'll make up any old rubbish to get your foot in the door.
No, listen!
God.
Sorry, but we really do need you to come with us in the next 18 seconds.
Good grief! Who's your boss? Somebody's going to pay for that door. It's not going to be...
Shut up!
13 seconds. Bev, we're not going to get him on side by being rude.
Right, I'm calling the Ajudi squad.
8 seconds. We need to get away from the window. Grab him.
What are you doing? How dare you? Get him.
Three, two,
don't you...
One.
Take your hands.
Target identified. Do not move.
Oh my God!
Does this house have a back door?
Yes. Yes!
Then let's use it. Come on.
Mr. Haas, are you busy?
Yes, Joseph.
When you are available, Mr. Braxiatel requests your presence.
What's it regarding?
He would like you to accompany him and myself on a trip, Mr. Haas.
Very well. I'll see him right away.
He was quite clear that there was no need to make haste.
I'm sure he was. But I'm equally sure that he'd expect me to turn up as soon as possible. That's what he's like these days.
Look at all this crap.
Mum doesn't like it when I say things like that. Oh.
What's that?
Message from Bev. Sent 3 hours ago.
Hello, boys. Robin and I might have a lead. At the very least, hopefully we can save one person. But if we don't even manage that, and if anything happens to us, his name's Alan Ward, and he's a transactions clerk in the port here on Kiori. Oh, they're in the middle of some interminable border dispute, so it's all a bit tense. We're not even going to try and get them interested in our story. Well, not after what happened last time. Anyway, wish us luck.
Good luck. Hey!
Peter, be careful!
I'm fine, you sound like Mum. Peter, be careful, there might be traps or an ambush or whatever. Look at this.
What have you found?
Over here. It's one of the BPMs.
What is it?
A BPM. Stands for Braxutel Protective Mechalord.
Protective?
I see you've noticed the irony.
I still don't understand.
Nor do we. Nor does anybody else. We're just trying to save you from it.
Oh, I've got to stop.
You can't. Come on.
Not much further.
Where are we going? Here, are we headed towards the...
The border checkpoint, yes.
But we can't.
Halt. You are not authorised for border crossing.
We're claiming amnesty under Protocol 57/3. We're unarmed. Let us through.
Amnesty granted. You may pass through the gate.
Go for that.
What's all this for?
We don't have the firepower to take that thing down.
But they do.
Do not move. Remain where you are.
Halt. You are not authorized for border crossing.
Target identified with me.
There have been further unconfirmed reports of people disappearing across known space. The perpetrator of these apparently random abductions has yet to be identified. However, some have claimed that the mechanoids involved in each incident belong to the eccentric collector Irving Braxiatel.
This series of incidents has been brought to my attention, and the BPMs involved are clearly the ones which disappeared whilst defending an attempted terrorist attack on the Braxiatel collection early this year. These may have been sold on. But I'm more worried about the possibility that the people behind the kidnappings are the same people as those behind the attacks on us. Accordingly, I'm willing to offer all and any material support, financial or otherwise, in the effort to trace and apprehend these perpetrators. That is all. Thank you. No, that is all.
Peter, don't touch it. You don't know what it might do.
It's not going to do anything. Look, it's all battered and corroded. Wonder how long it's been here.
It's either been here a fair old while or something nasty's happened to it.
Maybe that something nasty was Mum.
I wouldn't say that to her face. This chess piece opens up. If we can work out how to unlock it... No need.
I told you it's knackered. Mum!
Peter? Where did you come from?
Yes, I hadn't expected to see you so soon. I know you're very busy trying to get the garden rid of those ghastly lynch flies.
They beat the last pesticide I programmed, but I released a new one last night. It seems more successful.
Oh, really? Well, that is good news. And I have some more.
Will this bottle be adequate, sir?
Perfectly, Joseph. Thank you. I've just purchased a little colony world called Maximadeiras.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But no champagne for me, thank you. I can't drink anything with my encounter suit on.
Oh, I know, but Joseph can't drink it either. And I feel the need for a toast. Indulge me, please.
So, why this planet?
Oh, I'm looking for somewhere to put on major public art displays. Maximadeiras is well located, but also its surface is mostly water, and for various reasons, impossible to develop. So, it was an absolute bargain.
I didn't think money was much of a consideration for you.
Well, planets never come cheap. Anyway, there's some admin to oversee, so I'm heading out there with Joseph. I was hoping you'd come with us.
Why me?
Well... planet's major landmass is, I'm afraid, well, something of a disappointment at present. It needs redevelopment, landscaping, and that's where you come in, my little capability Hass.
What a shame Adrian isn't here. He could have helped.
Yes, that is a shame.
And 2 hours, yeah.
I've been in stasis in there for 5 days.
We came as soon as we could.
I know, it wasn't a criticism. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered. I was being chased by a robot 10 minutes ago. I'm still a bit out of breath.
It took us a while to find you.
I sent a distress call.
Yeah, we got that eventually. But that still meant searching a whole planet. What were you looking for?
I was talking to a Bandrel trader on Javelia. He said he'd heard stories about these caves, so I thought it was worth a look. Little did I realise that Brax was one step ahead of me.
You think it was a trap?
I know it was a trap. He set me up. The tomb, the ruins, they're all just fate to lure me in. This robot, it's one of the ones Braxiatel was building to defend the collection, isn't it?
Yeah, they're called BPMs.
Tell me the B doesn't stand for Braxiatel.
We'd be lying if we did. He didn't send it to kill you, though, did he? Seems like he just wanted you out of the way.
Yes, sealed in a stasis box. His minions are probably on their way to collect me right now.
Funny, though. The other BPMs haven't been doing that.
Others?
Yeah, there's been an epidemic of these things in the last few days. They materialise out of nowhere, kidnap random people by stuffing them in their chest units, then vanish again.
Ah. So, is this Braxiatel finally showing his hand?
Looks that way.
Bev and Robin are on the case, though.
Any luck with the robot?
Not yet. Can't even get its chest hatch open.
I thought you were meant to be made of technology way in advance of ours.
I am. So is this.
Made of?
Yes, Robin here is an android. Mr. Ward, earlier you said you didn't know why anyone would want to abduct you.
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, yes, I swear to God.
Anything unusual about you? Any freak medical things?
That's a rather personal question, but no. Are they going to come after me again?
No idea. Robin?
We've changed the future now, so I can't tell at the moment. It might resolve itself later.
Change the future?
Yes. Robin here experiences time backwards. That's how we knew you were the next victim of this thing.
But time's in flux. It's all become much less clear lately.
Which is a bit inconvenient.
And also pretty worrying. Time's not meant to be in flux. It's meant to be... Aha! Who's your daddy?
Nice work.
Now, if we can just...
Robin?
Here, where did she go?
Mr. Braxiatel.
Ah, this is our contact. Joseph, would you be so kind as to take our cases to the hotel and then meet us back at the IMC office?
Of course.
Leanna Martin, Client Relations Officer.
Delighted. This is my associate, Mr. Haas.
Ah, Ido Lier Admael for you, Haas.
Thank you for your courtesy, Miss Martin. I do speak good English, though.
I've never met a Yasodi who didn't. We didn't expect you to be here so soon.
Well, I didn't want to keep you waiting.
We have transport outside. If you care to follow me?
Are we changing course?
We've just had a message from Bev. She's heading for the moon. We've got to meet her there.
The moon? You mean Earth's moon?
Yeah. I've never understood why it doesn't have a proper name. It's like calling Peter Child.
What's she doing there?
She says she's lost Robin, but she's picked up a signal from her and that's where Robin is.
How did she lose Robin?
She didn't say. Lay off her, they've been a good team.
All right.
Oh, and there's something in the news. Braxiatel's just bought that planet we were on, apparently.
That planet we were on? Can you be more specific?
The ocean planet with the intelligent water?
Maximadeiras? What on earth does he want with that place?
It's a very beautiful planet.
Oh, you think? Take a seat.
Thank you.
Personally, I think an overhaul of the place has been in order for years. There's been a lot of excitement about your plans.
Oh, good. You see, I really want to give something back, you understand. I fear that some people see the Braxiatel collection as an elitist, rarefied institution.
How many people live here?
Less than 4,000 in the city, a total of just under 3,000 in the other three settlements, and a scattering of holiday homes and so on.
And you've passed on my offer?
We did, and the good news is that more than 60% of them have taken it.
The bad news is that means there are a few thousand people here who shouldn't be.
Yes. Most of the refuseniks live here in the city.
Oh, good. That'll make it easier to speak to them. I'll make a public appearance this afternoon, if you could organise that.
Yes. A lot of the holiday homeowners have said they want to keep their homes. They're almost never here. They're domiciled here for tax purposes.
I'd still like them moved.
That will upset some people. you might not want to upset.
Well, then, ask them nicely.
Once upon a time, the capital of the Moon Colony was the most exciting city in human space. Now it's half a historical theme park, half a grimy port. We picked up Bev there and headed off to where Robin's signal came from, on the dark side. I put some Pink Floyd on during the trip. Nobody got the joke. The dark side has gone even more downhill. It used to be artificially lit and atmospherically supported, but they turned that off decades ago when the population dropped too low to keep it viable. Now it's a huge, pitch-black ghost town. It's not a bad place to hide out.
No. Looking for someone here is like looking for a needle in a haystack in a disused cellar.
I hope Robin's all right.
You think I don't? Look, I'm sorry she got lost on my watch, but we couldn't just sit around twiddling our thumbs whilst we waited for you to get back.
Are we landing?
Yes, but we'll need to do the rest on foot to make sure we're not seen. I'll fetch Adrian. You two get suited up.
Peter's not going. He's staying here.
Mum.
Peter, you don't need to come.
You can't keep telling me to stay on the ship forever. Every time I've come along, I've always been useful. You let me go on the absence mission without you.
Only because there was no choice and you were nearly killed.
Bernice, we've all got very different skills. Peter included.
Stop interfering. I'm his mother.
And if you weren't, you'd have him along in a heartbeat. Let him choose.
Oh, you can't understand.
Probably not, and I'm not interested. We're all in danger, whether you like it or not, and we've got a job to do. Maybe the most important thing we'll ever do.
Yeah, and I'm coming.
Glad to have you aboard. I'm getting the others.
You stay close to me.
Yes, Mum.
Is this your normal line of work?
Yes, I specialise in territorial reassignment. It's difficult work, but rewarding.
How so?
People are always afraid of change, but it's so often for the better. Sometimes you have to use a stronger arm than you might like, but the alternative is that nothing ever gets done, you know?
But what if change is for the worse?
That's just a risk you sometimes have to take, isn't it? Be bold. For me, the most satisfying jobs are when you can get people to see that. There's no pleasure in forcing people out.
No.
What's really nice is to find a creative solution that satisfies as many people as possible.
Do you think you're going to find that here?
I'm optimistic. I should just check out our security guys are in place.
Joseph, go and find a position and get some footage of this.
I will, sir.
Is it totally necessary to get rid of all these people?
Regrettably, yes. But what's here for them anyway? Dead industry? A half-hearted attempt to sell it as a tourist spot?
It's their home.
Oh, don't be so mawkish, Hass. Most of them are young. They should be getting on with their lives. I can't see a mirror anywhere. Is my hair all right?
It looks fine.
Oh, good.
They're looking a bit unruly out there. Do you want to wait until we can bring in some more security?
Oh, good heavens, no. I don't want to put distance between myself and these good people. Righto. Here we go.
Good afternoon to you all. My name is Irving Braxiatel, and I am the new owner of this planet. Now, it wounds me deeply to hear that. Because my project for Maximadeiras is not based on exploitation or profit. It is cultural enrichment for the good of all. And nobody else is going to invest in Maximadeiras. The terms of our treaty with the indigenous species make further development impossible. The situation is only going to get worse, as you'll know if you've read the economic predictions enclosed in the appendix of the relocation offer. The only plan on the table for the future is mine. And I'm afraid that we'll need all the available land space. You will be prioritized if you choose to apply for one of the many new employment opportunities created at the visitor center, which will be established on the larger moon. And the financial settlement I'm offering represents an opportunity for a fresh start for you all. Please consider it carefully. But consider it quickly. I'll need your answer within 48 hours. Thank you.
Well, I thought that went rather well.
Bev had traced Robin's distress signal to an old mining facility used for processing moon rock into building material. We had no way of knowing if Robin was still there. The signal had come through days ago, and she might have been moved on by then. But even if she wasn't, this place had something to do with what was going on.
I'm getting life signs from inside.
How many?
Quite a lot. 50? 60? It's hard to tell. Most of them are pretty close together.
Yeah, you can see. The building's been derelict, but somebody's patched it from the inside to make it airtight again.
So it's inhabited, yeah?
I've got a dampening field, which should help conceal our life signs. But it would still be helpful if you didn't knock anything else over.
I told you I didn't touch that wall. It fell down of its own accord. I don't bloody know why.
You were walking a bit heavily, Dad.
So, are we going in? I'm just probing the security system. Let's have radio silence until we get inside, in case they pick us up.
Make sure your weapons are charged, everybody.
Guns. I hate carrying guns.
Please consider it carefully. But consider it quickly. I'll need your answer within 48 hours. Thank you.
Very good, Joseph. I do like the high angle you've chosen.
I did not want you to seem as if you were looming over the crowd, sir.
Yes, absolutely. It's very effective.
Also, I felt it would make it more difficult for the crowd to throw stones at me. Shall I disseminate it, sir?
Oh, please, at once.
I'm afraid we've got bad news, Mr. Praxiatel.
Oh, dear.
It's started.
What has?
Major unrest.
Really? It's awfully quiet, major unrest.
The windows are soundproofed. Open one up.
Joseph, would you oblige?
Of course.
Ah, yes. So I see. That's enough, Joseph. How many of them are there?
Over 800 at the last count.
Ah, well, that's more than enough, then.
Enough for what?
Under sector law, if any more than 10% of the population are engaged in simultaneous unrest, I can demand intervention from a peacekeeping force.
The local forces can't handle this. We'll have to call in reinforcements. That could take days. And in the meantime, we're trapped in this office.
Well, then, perhaps I should invoke the amendment in that law which states that, as the terrain holder, which I am, I can apply for emergency powers to use my own resources.
No, you're not using me. That's totally...
Oh, Haz, please, please, calm down. I don't intend to use you. Not yet, anyway.
What resources?
Just a small, private, mechanised force. I can have them here in no time at all.
There are rules about this. Boundaries and protocols.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. We'll go through the proper channels, Joseph.
I will lodge the application right away.
Radio's disabled. Helmets off, everyone.
You're sure that alarm's not for us?
Certain. I'm feeding false signals back to the alarm system. A fake report of intruders at the other side of the mine. As far as it's concerned, nothing is happening here at all.
But if you've created a fake report of intruders at the other side of the mine...
What happens when they get there and don't find anybody? Won't they search the old place until they do find something?
Yes, I'm sorry. I know it's not ideal, but it's the only way I could get the alarm system to open up so I could hack it. So, keep your weapons at the ready.
Look, these are old mineral storage bays, but someone's fitted doors to the side of them. They didn't do that for nothing, so what's inside?
Let's take a look.
It's just full of computers. Lots and lots of computers.
Same in this one.
Are they all like this?
If so, someone's running a very big program.
I'm registering a lot of computer activity in the immediate area.
Can you read what the computers are doing?
Nope. Whatever it is, it's too complex.
Robin will be able to read it. Let's hope we can...
Wait!
What?
Inside. Quickly!
Scanning. Scan negative. Continue search.
That was close.
The dampening field prevented them from detecting us, but it doesn't make us invisible. Don't panic. I'm patched into the security system. I can see them coming. We just have to move fast when they do.
It's an impressive little box you've got there.
It should be. I stole it from Braxiatel.
Hass, come away from the window.
I'm all right here.
People on these small colonies tend to fancy themselves as outlaws. There's probably at least 30 guns in that crowd.
Thank you, but I doubt I'd have been harmed.
This is exactly what I always try to avoid.
Armed conflict.
Well, that, but reducing them to a faceless mass, creating an us and them situation. You can't afford to let people feel like they're being treated that way.
Even if they are.
Sometimes, yes. But if you can respond to individual needs, it pays off in spades. But this never works. I've given seminars on how to avoid this. I shouldn't have let it happen.
Don't blame yourself. Mr. Braxiatel is like that. He has a tendency to get his way.
And of getting things out of his way?
Ah, there you are. Good news! My request has been ratified and reasonable force has been authorized.
That was fast.
Mr. Braxiatel's requests are likely to be taken seriously by the authorities.
Sir, I have taken on board the protocols.
Good. Call the troops and let them get to work.
And what qualifies as reasonable force?
Oh, my dear lady, you're worried I'm going to instigate violence? Oh, no, perish the thought. Look out of the window. They should arrive at any moment.
Disperse at once or face transportation. Transport.
My BPMs are eminently suited to just this situation. You see, they are equipped with a long-range teleportation capacity in their chest units.
Well, it looks like they're eating them.
Well, yes, it does rather, doesn't it? But that's not the case at all. They're being sent to a holding facility where they're being charged with public order offences.
You're going to criminalise these people for telling you what they think?
Oh, I don't intend to press for anything more than just a slap on the wrist and a restraining order preventing them returning to my property.
This is how you treat people.
Sorry. Did you have an objection, Miss Martin?
I was just going to say, this is not... Mr. Braxiatel, this is wrong. And if I try to discuss it with you any further, I'll be in danger of losing my job. So excuse me.
She's right. You're ruining people's lives.
On the contrary. This won't affect their prospects. Well, it may even improve them. They might get the opportunity to work for me.
Stay on this side of the conveyor belt and keep down. There are worker drones in here. They'll see us, surely.
They're limited function. They'll have a narrow focus horizon.
What does that mean?
They might not see us.
Peter, keep your head down.
I'm trying to get a look at what the drones are doing. They're lining up all these trolleys.
We still haven't seen any of these people you said were in here. Where are they?
One level down, I think. Underground. Peter, what's happening?
A guy just appeared on the trolley.
Materialized, you mean?
Yeah. He's trying to get up, but he can't. This must be where they end up when the robots come for them.
It must be what happened to Robin.
They're taking them away. Should we follow? That's probably where they took Robin.
Bev, do you think we could... Oh, well, that's better. No, it isn't. The false alarm was the only thing stopping the alarm system from detecting us.
Which means that now...
Intruders.
Shoot them! Everyone, concentrate your fire!
It's not working! Run!
Close the door.
It won't close.
Well, keep running then.
What happened to Mum and Bev?
They must have gone a different way.
Intruders.
Bugger.
There's more coming up behind us.
How many?
I don't know. Four.
Might as well go straight off. Better odds.
You will be restrained.
Come on then!
I think the guard drones went after Peter and Adrian.
Well, then we've got to find them.
Oh, easier said than done. The dampening field is just about keeping us concealed, but they're closing in on...
What?
Those life signs I found. We're right next to them. That way.
We'll see if you can open the door.
Oh, God. What are they doing with them all? There's a force field grid. They're locked up in here.
They don't look quite right, do they? Sort of distant.
Oh, over there. That's Mr. What's he called? Fongliori. Ward. That's him. Mr. Ward!
Careful, Bev.
Why me?
Why you, Ward?
Why are you talking to me? Why not one of the others?
Because I know you.
Do you?
A bit. I helped save you from a robot. They came back for you, though, didn't they?
Oh, it all seems so long ago.
Oh, it was only a few days.
No.
Mr. Ward, what have they done to you?
I don't know, but I saw a lot. They have a machine up on the next level. We've all been inside it.
What kind of machine?
It got into my head. It felt like it was taking something out. But it also left a lot behind.
Dad? Are you all right?
I think I did something to my leg when I kicked that robot. And I can't see.
Yeah, I think it's what they used to stun you. I had it too at first, but I don't think they hit me with such a heavy blast.
They knocked you out as well.
Of course they did. They had to. I was going at them too.
You shouldn't have done that. How long have I been out?
Only a few minutes.
I think my sight's coming back. Where are we?
We're on those trolleys I saw. Don't try to get out. There's a restraining field and it stings like...
Any idea what they're going to do with us?
Well, I saw them putting someone into that machine over there.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a medical scanner.
I think it is. But there's all kinds of other bits patched into it. Everything here looks weirdly sort of homemade, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like something some bloke's knocked up at home in his shed. Only he's got a lot of expensive kit and he'll have a big shed.
What it doesn't look like is something a bunch of robots would make.
So what happened to them when they went into the machine?
I don't know. She hasn't come out yet.
Hey, looks like it's winding down.
She looks terrified.
What did they do to her in there?
I think I'm about to find out.
No.
This one next.
No! You're not gonna take him!
Dad, you can't stop them.
Peter!
Don't worry. Whatever they've got, I can take it. I hope.
What did you see?
First, I died. Dived head first into a pool of something. And died. Then... there was a world of nothing. Then life started to emerge. I mean, from all the living things, I saw these amazing creatures become dominant. They were reptiles, you know, a bit like Martians for a million years, probably more. Then something happened, and they transcended that form, became, I don't know what. This seemed to be made of light.
Did they have a name?
I can't remember.
Were they the Dindom?
I really can't remember.
Don't push him. Robin used her databanks to show me images of the people that made them. The Dindom and their homeworld. That's what they were like. Creatures of light. Bluish light.
No.
No?
More green than blue, I'd say.
Oh. No, they were definitely blue when I saw them.
Bernice, we should keep moving. They'll find us if we don't.
In a moment.
I'm going to see what's on the next corridor. We don't want to double back if we can help it.
What else did you see?
I watched them become extraordinary. They could do almost anything. And they lived in total peace. Extraordinary. Then I saw them die.
Why? What happened?
Their time had come. I came out of the machine. And they put me here.
Good grief. What is this machine? It can't just be there to give you nightmares. What else does it do?
Manise, there's a doorway to another room here.
Right.
It looks like it's got it.
Bev? Bev!
Bernice? I can't get it open. I think they're closing in on us. Get out of there!
You made it then.
Robin? Where are your legs? And your other arm?
In a cupboard upstairs. Get me out of here, take me up there, put me back together and we can crack on.
I'm not an engineer.
I'll guide you through it. But quickly, there's not much time.
Why? What's happening?
I'll explain on the way, because there's not much time.
All right. Well, there's a force field, right?
Yes, the ID cover's over there. You can trick it by...
Oh, I know how to trick these. They're piss easy.
She's gone, and that door's locked itself behind her.
Oh, dear. She seemed nice.
Oh, bugger!
Run, miss! Run!
Goggles.
Hello.
Are you in charge here?
Yes, actually.
Good. Shut down the security alert and get all your robots to stand down. Otherwise, I'll kill you. Seriously, I'll kill you. Right now.
That's a bit of a novelty to see you carrying a gun.
I'm not kidding.
All right.
And you've shut down the robots and the force fields? If I find out you haven't.
Yes. You know, I heard we had intruders. I must admit, I wondered if it was you. Braxidel said he'd taken care of you, but I was sceptical. Someone as resourceful as
you. Shut up with the flattery.
All right. I'll be quiet.
No, you won't. I've got lots of questions and you're going to answer them for me. Lock that door and we'll get started.
Well, I have to declare myself fairly satisfied.
How many have been sent away?
Oh, only about 30 or so. The rest
all... ran for their lives. We were lucky nobody was killed in the stampede.
Oh, nonsense. That wasn't luck. I projected the pattern of their movements. The BPMs guided them in such a way that minimal injury would be caused.
Several people have still been hospitalized.
At my own expense? I didn't want it this way. But what else could I do?
Waited? Negotiated? Made them a better offer?
I made them an excellent offer.
I don't just mean money. I mean the narrative you were selling them about why they had to leave. You might have been all smiles, but you told them they were useless people on a useless planet. No wonder they turned against you.
Oh, was that what I did wrong? I could have supplied a very compelling narrative. I just don't know if they'd have believed it.
I'm going back to the office to pack. Excuse me.
Why is it so important to you that everyone leaves? You talk about regenerating the planet. What's the point of regenerating it when there's going to be nobody here?
The plan can't go ahead if the planet is inhabited. Practicality, safety, insurance...
But all this for the sake of displaying some art?
I do care very deeply about art.
I'm gonna have to put you down.
The other parts of me are in that cupboard over there. I can still feel them. Third drawer down.
Ah, yes.
Can you start with the legs?
Sure. Why did the robots take it a bit like this?
They didn't do this. He did.
He? He who?
I don't know his name. He didn't introduce himself.
How rude.
Not as rude as opening me up and pulling all my components out.
Was he trying to find out how you worked?
Apparently. He kept saying what an amazing piece of technology I was. And when you're lying on the floor with no legs and half your functions impaired, you take compliments where you can get them.
Have I put that back on right?
Yeah, thanks. But he couldn't deactivate me completely, and that's what's given me the chance to scan his computer systems and work out what he's doing here.
And?
I'll tell you, but put me back together first. Oh. We've got to hurry.
Can I get your leg? A cup of tea, perhaps?
Stay where you are, Doggles.
I'm just trying to clear some space so we can both sit down. Yeah, I've been on my feet for hours. Normally, if there were intruders, I'd go off and hide somewhere safe till it was all over, but I couldn't afford the time. I had to keep working.
Working like a Duggles, so to speak.
Yes. I've missed your irreverent pop culture referencing wit.
I haven't forgotten what took place, or nearly took place, last time we met.
Of course. Neither have I. But you must let me explain. There were things happening. That wasn't me.
Funny. It looked exactly like you.
I'm sorry. Really, I am sorry. Irving admitted it was a mistake.
What did he have to do with it?
To do with it? I'm only alive because of what he did.
So you tried to rape me out of gratitude to him?
Gratitude? No. Control. I do what he wants me to do. I don't have a choice.
So what was he trying to achieve?
He wanted me to put a wedge between you and Jason. Then after Jason died...
After he had Peter kill Jason.
Oh, you know.
I worked it out. That's a matter for me and Brax. Go on.
He wanted me to get closer to you. Make sure you'd never leave. But he pushed me too far, too fast. I sort of blew a fuse.
To put it mildly.
He wouldn't have let me hurt you. He stopped me. I just wanted you to know it wasn't what I meant.
Do you realise what it was like for me?
Do you realise what it was like for me? Braxitel offered me my dreams. He gave me unlimited resources, access to a technology level I could never have imagined.
You poor darling.
But I started to realise my limitations. There are so many areas of research that I've always wanted to explore, but I never had the aptitude or just the time to investigate. And he told me that he could help with that too. Boost my skills and knowledge, but it's too much. I'm so tired. But I can't stop my brain. I want to be normal again, but I can't talk to people anymore because I'm afraid that the same thing will happen as happened with you.
Oh, look. Oh, God, Doggles. It's going to be all right. It's going to be...
When this is over... I'm not going to be his anymore. I don't care if he kills me.
When will it be over? What's going to happen?
We're changing the future.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I should just do a systems diagnostic.
The computer systems have been collecting huge amounts of data. Do you know what it's for?
Yeah. Basically, my people were created when some genetic material fell through a space-time fissure and came into contact with a kind of primordial soup on their planet.
Gosh, I used to blame space-time fissures when stuff went missing when I was a kid. Nobody ever believed me.
Well, they do happen, but they're pretty rare. In this case, the genetic material was human beings, which came through from a fissure on Earth. In Buenos Aires, to be precise.
People? Well, how many people?
Oh, 50 or so over the years. Every one of them had some influence on how the Diadem turned out.
I talked to one of your victims.
Oh, they do chatter on. I had to have this room soundproofed. I couldn't stand the din.
He said he saw a vision.
Yes, I'm afraid that's an unavoidable side effect. The projection feeds back on them.
He saw a vision of the Diadem. Braxiatel wants to wipe them out of existence, yes?
Well, that was the original plan, but it didn't work. They've reached back from the future and deflected all his attempts.
I know. I helped them with that.
So this is Plan B. We're going to change them instead.
How?
By introducing new elements into their genetic makeup. Our analysis shows that the fissure is close to collapse. The next time somebody falls through it, it'll close for good. And even if nobody does, very soon it'll close for good anyway.
How soon?
Can't be sure. Days? Weeks? Well, that's why we've had to step up the program. And be rather less subtle about things, unfortunately.
The abductions? You're looking for someone to sling into the fissure before it closes.
I'm afraid so. We're hoping to engineer a future where the Diadem don't discover time travel.
What if I say I won't let you sacrifice somebody to this thing? What then?
Well, if nobody else goes through, the Diadem will end up like this. They'll discover time travel. Enjoy the benefits of all their wonderful technology. But their character will be aggressive, paranoid, suspicious. They would dominate other species and enslave them to a harsh ideology. not much fun for the other species.
How accurate are these projections of yours?
Very, I'm afraid.
So, someone has to go through.
Yes. Someone.
One thing I found in amongst all that data was the control result. Basically, what's supposed to happen. And who's supposed to go through the fissure to create the future that I come from.
Really?
Yes. And if I told you who that person was, I'm afraid you might try to stop me.
Stop you?
I'm sorry! Please don't make me shoot you in your other kneecap. My mission is to preserve my people. I hope you understand, though. Yeah?
Peter, are you all right? Just after you went in, all the robots suddenly stopped moving and the restraining field on the trolleys went dead, but I couldn't get you out of this thing. Peter, please, are you all right?
The future.
Come on, I'll carry you. Let's find whoever built this thing so I can kill them.
Come in.
When are you leaving?
As soon as I can catch a shuttle. They're jam-packed, but I think I'll be able to get something in business class.
I don't blame you. For leaving, I mean, not for going business class.
All the paperwork's finalised. Everyone's taken the deal. Literally everyone. I think everyone knew Mr. Braxiatel would have gone much further. He turned on them so fast and so decisively, and he didn't seem to think anything of it. I'm right, aren't I?
Yes.
Earlier, Braxiatel said he didn't need to use you. What did he mean by that?
My people don't like to advertise certain things about ourselves because we aren't aggressive, but we are dangerous.
How dangerous?
If I'd taken off my protective suit, the planet would have been subjected to a blast of intense radiation. Some species are immune, but practically everyone here would have died. Would you like me to escort you to the port, Miss Martin?
If it's the genetic material you need, why can't you just clone them?
We have thought about all this. It's not just about the DNA. The subject's memories seem to have an effect as well. It's fascinating. Entirely unlike any primordial soup I've ever seen.
Well, what if you do nothing? Then some poor soul could fall in there by accident.
No. I've set up a barrier around the fissure to prevent that. We've already changed things. There's no guarantee that the right person would fall in now.
Well, you must know who they are.
Are you telling me to send them through?
Well, you're going to send somebody through, so...
And are you going to be the one to decide who it is? Are you comfortable with that?
Well, no, but...
You're not cut out to make this sort of decision. Just let me get on with it. There's very little time.
Benny, it's me. I'm outside. I can't get in.
Oh, I locked the door from the inside. I'm with the brains behind this operation.
Nice one. Can you let me in?
Don't let her in.
What? I'm the one with a gun. I'll decide who comes and goes if you don't mind.
Let me tell you one thing before you do. Then make your decision.
Bev! Bloody hell, what happened?
I found Robin.
Well, good, but who shot you in the leg?
Robin!
What? Why?
Is Peter all right? He looks, well... It looks like there's people we found downstairs.
The people who went through the machine. What are they doing all this for?
Trying to change the future of Robin's people. And she's trying to stop them. Suddenly she's afraid we're going to stop her.
Well, then we need to find out what she's up to.
Yes, but I can't move.
I'll have to go.
Yes, go. Oh, Robin stole my gun, but I deactivated it remotely. Unfortunately, not in time to stop her shooting me with it.
You deactivated it?
Yeah, you've seen it happen. People get jumped and their guns get nicked and turned against them. So I built a little widget to deactivate the gun if it ever happened to me. So if she threatens you with my gun...
You're good. I love you.
Oh, go get her.
Peter, stay with Bev. Look after each other.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw...
It's all right, Peter. You don't need to tell me.
I saw the future. With me, the future's better.
Benny! Benny! Where are you? Aha!
Benny! Benny!
Oh, Adrian!
Oh, Adrian! Thank heavens it's you!
Oh, hello, Doggles.
Now, I'm sure you appreciate that this is no time for petty vendettas.
No, we'll do those later. Where's Robin?
Looking for us.
We have to get out of here. There are dozens of transmats in this building. We just have to get to them. Oh, that's her!
Go back the way I just came. Find Bev and Peter and get them out of here.
And what are you going to do?
Bravely hold her off, I assume. Good work.
But
get a move on.
Ah, hello, Adrian. Sorry I shot your missus in the kneecap.
Say that to her.
I did. But you can patch her up. She'll be fine. Please let me through, Adrian. I like you, actually, but I will kill you.
Try it.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. I suppose it comes down to a straight fight, then.
I suppose it does.
Bev!
Hello, Bev.
Oh, Doggles.
You know, I really do mean it when I say it's nice to see you all again, even if you are ruining everything.
God, you're in a bad way.
I'll be fine, but Benny Peter's gone.
Gone where?
He didn't say, but he went through that machine the others were talking about.
No!
And whatever he saw, it made a big impression on him. He said with him, the future would be better. And he had to do something. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop him.
He's gone to
Earth! To throw himself into the... Oh, God, no!
We can't let him go!
Doggles, take me to the transmats.
This way!
Don't even think of pinging me halfway across the universe. Teleport me as close to the fissure as you can.
Of course. I don't want Peter to fall into it any more than you do. As I say, the fissure is protected. But it's a simple shield and Peter's fairly bright. Given time, I dare say he can work out how to take it down. Now, it's in the Zama Park, near the West Wall. Good luck.
Thank you.
I don't really have any choice, but... Are you busy?
Not pressingly busy. Why?
Well, there have been developments at this end. Bernice is here.
Bernice?
Yeah, so are her friends. Oh. And Bernice knows.
How did she find out?
I had to tell her. The Dynam android found out. She got free.
I thought I could trust you to perform
it's
a simple...
It's got nothing to do with trust. I can't do everything you're asking me to do. Now, she's on Earth, and so is Peter, and the android's looking for them, and, well, you must see what could happen.
Oh, yes. Well, just leave it to me.
Thank you.
Ah, just the man.
Irving.
Connected and testing now, sir.
Good, good, good. Hello, Hess. Where did you go?
The shuttle port. That's the last of them. Even the port staff were getting on board that one.
Oh, good. It was worth chartering the extra shuttles, though.
They're crammed in like cattle. They can't get away quickly enough.
There. That shouldn't take long. Hess, could you do another job?
I've studied the natives. They'll be fine. They're not affected by my kind of radiation, and Joseph survived before.
Hash. Are you about to threaten me?
No. I'm about to kill you.
No. No. Hash, wait. Wait, at least let me explain what all this has been for.
Oh, no doubt you had your reasons.
Of course! Nobody does the things I've done for kicks!
All right. Talk.
Damn! Come on!
Peter! Thank God! Stop fiddling with that barrier.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Stopping you from doing something stupid.
I saw everything that will happen if I'm the one to go through. Robin's people, they'll be even better. Even more amazing.
It's not worth it.
It is, though. With me in that soup, they'll evolve so they work out a way to delay the end of the universe by millions of years. Millions more years of life for everyone in the universe. It's got to happen.
Even if it means you dying?
I'm not afraid of dying.
Well, you should be. I am.
The Braxitel collection isn't where it is by accident. I sighted it there all those years ago because there's a huge and extremely dense energy field in that part of space.
How huge?
Well, it could wipe out the energy concerns of 100 struggling colonies. In fact, it's generated by interdimensional leakage, so it just keeps on growing.
But nobody knows about it.
No. Well, me, obviously. And Joseph. And Doggles. And now you, but nobody else.
Why not?
Well, partly because nobody in this era is aware that this type of energy exists at all, much less how to look for it. But also because I've been making sure that they don't.
Because you want it for yourself?
No. Not just for myself, for my people. They're doomed, unfortunately. But I plan to bring them back. And we can't be who we are without a great deal of power. But I've recently established that there's a certain other party from the future who could also make use of it, and that's why I'm moving it.
Moving it?
Yes, that's what my little box here is for. Controls for an energy siphon which is currently moving the entire field and the dimensional leak from there to here. The added bonus is that it'll be right next door to the new homeworld.
You mean Maxima Deus?
Oh, yes, I think it'll do very nicely. I knew I'd find somewhere else eventually. I mean, well, the collection, it's far too bijou.
What about the natives in the water?
They can stay. We'll get them working for us. The new citadels will float on the oceans.
No!
Fine. I haven't really decided on that part yet.
No! You can't keep on manipulating things on this scale. You had me destroy the mill.
No.
I thought I was stopping a war, but it was all your agenda, wasn't it?
You saved lives, Hass.
And destroyed more. And you'll do it again. If your people are doomed, I'm very sorry, but I can't let this go on.
You'd do the same if you were in my position.
Maybe I would. But I hope somebody would stop me.
To know what this job is I've got for you?
Job?
Yes. You may remember I mentioned it before you tried to kill me. Bernice and Peter are in danger.
What kind of danger?
Well, I'm afraid I really don't have time to explain, because I've spent so long explaining everything else to you. But if you use one of the BPMs, you can get there almost instantaneously.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Well, you'll just have to trust me.
Come on, Peter. Come away.
But what are we going to do instead? Someone has to go through.
Ah, you got to him in time then. Good.
What did you do to Adrian?
He'll survive. Kept me busy a while, though. Is that the fissure over there?
You should want me to go through it. It'll be better for your lot if I do.
Sorry, my chief protocol is to keep the timelines as they are. Changes are too risky. And that means she's going through.
Her?
Yes, darling. It's meant to be me. It always was. That's why Braxiatel's always taken such an interest in me. That's why he didn't kill me when I rebelled against him. Something in me made the Dynedain what they are, and if his plans failed, he needed me to keep the timeline straight.
And we're going to keep them straight.
No!
You don't have to threaten me, Robin. I'm going.
Then why did you run when I came for you?
At first, I didn't want to go. But I thought about it, and I can't damage the future of an entire species just to save my own neck. If I don't go, things will be so much worse. But I didn't want Doggles to know I was going. And I wanted to say goodbye to Peter first.
But
I know what you're going to say. And I'm applying a double standard. This is how things are meant to be.
But, Mum...
Goodbye, Peter.
Have deactivated the shield. The fissure is 11 meters directly ahead of you.
Okay.
Come on. Look, I know it isn't easy, but you're just making it harder by hanging around.
Give me time. What's the rush?
Well, frankly, the longer you wait, the more chance there is that you'll change your mind.
I won't change my mind.
Come on, you're going.
Oh, let go of me!
I'm doing you a favour!
Bernice!
Who's that?
Let go of her!
Hass, no!
Don't you dare get in the way!
Stop this!
Let me go! She has to go through!
Mum, get back!
Peter, no! I have to go through the... No! Hass?
Are you all right?
Robin, where did she go? Did you push her into the fissure?
Yes. Are you both all right?
We're fine. But I'm worried about what's going to happen to everything else.
Sorry. First aid's not really my forte.
Oh, you're not doing too badly. It's just...
Oh, that's my monitoring equipment for the fissure on Earth.
What's the alarm for?
It means someone's fallen into the fissure. And... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Well, what? What is it?
Inorganic matter. Enough to cause the fissure to close, but it'll make no difference to the primordial soup, which means...
The energy transfer is complete.
And the dimensional leak.
Has been moved.
Can we test it, just to make sure?
I have done.
Well, test it again. It's not that I don't trust you, but it is rather important.
As you wish.
Who is that? Oh, hello, Miss Martin. Did you forget something?
We were attacked. One of the other ships was destroyed completely. Everybody on it dead. The hospital ship, too.
What?
We took some damage. Thank God the pilot managed to get back here, but they're right behind us. You've got to help.
Of course I will, of course. But who is...
It's them!
We claim this world, as is our right to do so, for the Empire of the Dying Dome.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Bernice Summerfield, Escaping the Future.
Everything dies eventually. Good grief. It's getting worse. I've never seen a collection like this. How are they coping with all these people?
How many refugees are here now?
God knows. I don't think we've gone over 20,000 yet.
20,000?
The war is over. Give up hope. We have lost. What's happening to Braxiatel, do you know?
I cannot remember, sir.
Dying Dome.
They've been doing some experiments on me.
But you are all right.
Well, these things are all relative, aren't they?
We are here to reveal to you your destiny.
They're coming!
Locate. Universe will be yours. Everything will be yours.
Bernice! I'm sorry, we didn't have a chance. Came out of nowhere, literally, it's all... They've destroyed everything, and they know everything!
In the future I once knew, we'd certainly survive this long. But things have changed.
Subscribers get more at bigfinish.com.